This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'm glad he's taking time to come back on the show. He's got some news he's going to share with us today. I think they're going to really take off here in the next 90 to 120 days. We're talking no other than Sanuwave Health, Inc., while they trade on the OTCQB markets, ticker symbol SNWV. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Kevin Richardson. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. It's great to be back. Appreciate it.
You know, like I said, you were on the show back in the summer, I think around June, and you mentioned some good things, international things are going to be coming. And so now you're back. Give us the full details. I saw that you released a press release today.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, when I was on the show, we had talked about our international pipeline, and I couldn't go into a lot of detail at that point in time, but we announced our Brazilian contract today. It's a joint venture with a firm called MundiMed, and it's when we look at our net present value of what it's worth to the company, conservatively $25 million. It's a fantastic opportunity for us to enter into the South American market.
So what does that mean exactly? Because your market cap, when it opened up this morning, was around between 18 and 19 million. What does that mean exactly to the company?
Sure. This is something that will... if nothing else, if we did nothing else and didn't get FDA approval, didn't enter into any other international markets, we would generate $25 million of value just from the Brazil opportunity alone over the next 5 years through cash payments that they're making over the next year, and then sharing in the profits as we roll the product out in Brazil. The company MundiMed has a strong base in the wound care market in Brazil already. They're part of a bigger company called Grupo Med, which is a billion-dollar company down in Brazil. So it's a really good opportunity for us. So it's a huge, important win for us, and it really sets the bar for us as we finish our negotiations with other countries like China and India in the Middle East that should be similar opportunities for us to what we're just announcing in Brazil.
You know, since last time you've been on the show, I know it hasn't been that long, only a couple months, but we recently signed a new deal with the NASDAQ, distributing our platforms and our podcast here. And so we have tens of thousands of new listeners. Bring them up to speed on your main product, DermaPaste technology. What is it about?
Sure.
You know, what makes it so special?
Sure. So we use shockwave technology that's been developed, and we have 65 different patents or patents pending on the technology. You know, we have a team down in Atlanta, Georgia, that are probably the smartest shockwave guys in the world, led by Dr. Julian Scianta. And we use the shockwaves to transfer energy from that device into the body, and it helps promote healing, and both at the with bones. But the DermaPaste product is specifically targeted at wounds. And in the U.S., we're the only company using shockwaves to treat wounds that will have an FDA approval soon. We entered into a trial, 336 patients, double-blind trial, submitted to the FDA, and we'll hear from them sometime in the next few months, hopefully positively, so that we will then be allowed to treat diabetic foot ulcers and other wounds using our technology. It's basically we squeeze the blood cell and then stretch it in the cavitation phase. That releases growth factors to help promote vascularization, so blood flow, and that will help with the healing of very hard to heal wounds like diabetic foot ulcers.
Do you have any other products in the pipeline internationally?
Yeah, internationally, we also have a product called OrthoPace. And OrthoPace treats bones and tendons and muscles. And that's where a lot of our revenue is coming from in South Korea and in Europe right now, is from the OrthoPace product, where we're helping with mainly ankles, knees, joints. We're doing some research right now at Harvard on cartilage regrowth, but that's such early stage that's not going to come to market for a while. We have some biofilm developments that we're working on at Montana State and at University of Georgia. So we've got lots of different activities going on a global basis. Wound care and orthopedics are the two primary focuses for us right now.
My guest today is Kevin Richardson. He's the CEO of SanuWave Health, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol SNWV. You know, a while back, I think it was the beginning of the year, you set 7 goals up that you guys wanted to obtain. Where are we at on those?
Sure. The 7 goals we established were to really use 2017 as kind of setting the stage so that we could have a springboard into 2018. One of them was to increase the number of countries, add new countries to our distributor list. And at this point, we're at 6 new countries added, and the goal was 7 to 10, and we'll finish on that goal this year. We had another goal of having international revenue up for the year, and we're on track to achieve that. The FDA approval process, our goal is to have it approved this year. It's the FDA, so it's always hard to say what they're going to do, but right now we feel confident that we'll have something soon. We also talked about expanding our science advisory board, which we did bring in on Colonel Pat Sesto, who's been tremendous addition. We added a new board member in Britt Ketloff. She came out of Novo Nordisk, and she's a superstar over in Denmark. So we're hitting on all of our goals so far this year. I think it sets us up really well for the remainder of this year. And as we enter into 2018, we'll establish new goals with the board for 2018. But, there'll be about doubling revenue or tripling revenue in 2018 if we have the approvals and the international markets that we think we will. So we're setting ourselves up for a good 2017 and a really strong 2018. And it's just following a process of execution.
Advanced wound care market for treatment of diabetic foot ulcers. How big is that market?
In the U.S. alone, it's about a $4 billion market, advanced wound care.
Wow.
It's a large market for advanced wound care. In diabetic foot ulcers, unfortunately, and I say that in a positive way, unfortunately, it's a bad disease. It's growing. Diabetes on a global basis is getting worse, not better. About 10% of a diabetic population will end up with a diabetic foot ulcer. Unfortunately, about 7% of those will end up getting amputated as well. So it's a really nasty disease. Specifically, like in Brazil, that market's 1.3 million diabetic foot ulcers. When we look at our estimates of what we're hoping to penetrate with the MundiMed joint venture, we only need to get to 5%, and we'll generate close to our market cap and profits that we'd get per year. So it's not a reach to get to 5% with a technology as good as ours, safe and effective.
And so you guys are supposed to receive some sort of cash payment around September 30th on that deal?
Yeah, it begins on September 30th, and then over the following 18 months, they'll spread the rest. And it's mainly to kind of bridge ourselves as we wait for the Brazilian market approvals on the regulatory front. That takes anywhere from 9 to 12 months, which means that we should be generating revenue next year in the fourth quarter from Brazil.
You guys got a lot of products in the pipeline. Is there any more updates on the FDA process? I know that you mentioned before it might happen this year, early next year. Can you bring us up to speed on any other products?
Yeah, so with FDA, we should hear this year, and that one's where our main focus has been on. And then taking the Shockwave product, one of the areas that we're looking at is scar treatment, and part of that is down in Brazil. There's a lot of cosmetic treatments that occur, and our product would need to go through our clinical trials with it, but should be able to eradicate or at least limit the scarring. So think C-sections, think implants, things like that. Anywhere that you have a scar, anytime a surgical procedure is done, we could eliminate the scar. What our device does is it, again, helps with the vascularization, but it also increases what's called good inflammation, and it decreases the bad inflammation. The bad inflammation is what causes scarring. It's where things kind of layer up on each other as they heal. So I'm looking forward to that study being completed sometime mid-next year so that we can bring it to market, maybe late 18, early 19. And then we also have a study being done in South Korea that would complement that as well. And they should bring that to market probably in April of next year.
We're starting to run out of time, but in closing here, Kevin, if I was to listen to this interview, why should I go out and buy your stock?
We've been executing. We deliver on what we say. We establish goals that we can achieve that will create long-term shareholder value. A good evidence of this is the deal that we announced today with Brazil. So we set the bar high for ourselves. We execute and then deliver. So when we were here on with you in June, we talked about international. We said, stay tuned. I said I'd come back. Today we are announcing the Brazilian joint venture, and so we're following through on what we promised. So I'd expect from us to have an FDA approval, sometime, maybe end of this year, early next year. I'd expect us to have another joint venture or exclusivity with either China, Middle East, or India sometime in the next quarter or two. And if we're doing that, we're creating tremendous shareholder value. And then as we roll the product out in the U.S., there's a $4 billion opportunity. If we can get 5 or 10% share of that, I think it'll eventually be reflected in the stock price. So that's why people should pay attention.
SANUWAVE Health, Inc. is the stock that we're highlighting, company that we're highlighting. With us today is the CEO, Kevin Richardson. Take a look at the stock. They traded on the OTCQB, ticker symbol SNWV. Kevin, thank you very much for stopping by the show. Please don't be a stranger. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in another 50 or 60 days.
Great. Thanks, Everett. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.